Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker. Deborah Kerr and Jill Underly received the most votes in yesterday's primary election for state superintendent. Kerr is the former superintendent in Brown Deer. She was the only candidate with widespread conservative support, but says she's a Democrat. Underly is the Pecatonica Area School District superintendent. She was endorsed by the state teachers union. The two will square off in April in the race to become Wisconsin's top education official. Wisconsin's chief election official, Megan Wolf, says February primaries don't see the voter turnout general elections do.
The February election is historically a very low turnout election, averaging around 10% of eligible voter turnout. And this is in contrast to a November election where we can see upwards of 70% eligible voter turnout.
While February and April elections don't draw the voter turnout November elections do, Wolf says that doesn't make them less important. These elections are geared toward local races.
And so, of course, we encourage everyone to participate because in the February and the April elections, these are the contests that determines who's going to hold office in your community.
The next election will be April 6th. Governor Tony Evers says his budget plan will help Wisconsin, quote, bounce back and recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. He laid out his $91 billion state budget in an address last night. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Governor Tony Evers started his address by acknowledging the worry many Wisconsinites are facing. Worry about affording prescriptions and childcare. Worry about finding work and keeping the lights on.
Well, tonight, Wisconsin, I want to tell you this. It's going to be okay. We are going to be okay.
Evers laid out what he calls his Badger Bounce Back agenda to help the state recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. A main focus of that plan calls for investing $300 million into the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. $200 million of that would go towards small businesses impacted by the pandemic. The rest would go towards a venture capital program.
We have a long road ahead of us, and our Main Street businesses need help now.
Other priorities in his budget include funding schools, reforming the state's justice system, and climate change.
The crux of recovering from this pandemic and bouncing back is our willingness to stop pretending the problems we face don't exist. We have to acknowledge our challenges if we're going to have a chance of fixing them.
The governor's budget faces a tough road. It has to pass through the GOP-controlled legislature. In response to his address, the Republican Party of Wisconsin said, quote, this is the worst time for a budget that grows government, and it calls Evers' budget a liberal wish list. Despite the challenges, Governor Evers says he has confidence.
Over the last year, I've seen the heart and grit and resilience of the people of this great state. I believe we can pass a budget with bipartisan support. I believe we can pass a budget that will make sure our state can bounce back and better than it was before this pandemic hit.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Aspirus is encouraging women to schedule mammogram appointments around their COVID-19 vaccinations. The COVID-19 vaccine can cause enlarged lymph nodes in some patients. This can hinder an accurate mammogram reading. Aspirus Wausau Hospital Imaging Manager Kathy Reith says it's not dangerous and the swelling is only temporary.
That's actually your body's normal reaction, and it only, in the studies that they've done so far, it only happens in 11% of those patients after their first dose and about 16% after the second vaccination. So it's not a huge number. It doesn't happen to everybody, but we are identifying that it does happen to some.
The Society of Breast Imaging recommends waiting 4 to 6 weeks after getting your second dose of the vaccine before getting a mammogram, or get your mammogram before you get the first dose. Aspirus recommends women have yearly mammograms starting at age 40. The Wisconsin legislature has signed off on a $500 million tax cut for businesses that received loans. That's meant to help them keep employees on the payroll during the pandemic. The legislation will cut taxes by $540 million by the middle of 2023 for businesses that got federal payment protection plan loans. The Assembly voted 87-3 and the Senate 2-5 yesterday to approve the Republican bill. It now goes to Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who was noncommittal last week about whether he would sign or veto the measure. A 33-year-old Milwaukee Bucks executive and son of a billionaire is running for the U.S. Senate in 2022. He's vying for the seat currently held by Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Democrat Alex Lasry announced his Senate bid today in a YouTube video. Lasry joins Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson, also a Democrat, as the only two announced candidates in the race. Johnson has not yet said whether he'll seek a third term, and several other Democrats are considering getting in. Lasry is a New York City native who's a hedge fund manager. His father is Bucks co-owner Mark Lasry. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.